And Da Vinci combined. Yeah. So paranoid of espionage. Right. I'm watching my doors and checking my lines. My brain's on vacation and telling me. Yeah. And I'm bipolar to the severity. And I need medication apparently. And some electric convulsive therapy. I am a rebel, but yes, I'm so militant. Still I'm eligible for disabilities. I am psychotic, but there is no remedy. This is not figurative. This is literally. These boys go dumb. I go to the mental facility. See, man, I'm so out there. I slap eyes with ET. I don't need a feature. They don't want my eat them. I like heart when I'm on this beat. Did you feel the same as me? Then you gotta go crazy. I'm out of my mind.
What's your name, POV? So they calling you Bob. Stop playing, you know that I'm known for the Bob. Couple hit songs, got you thinking you a heartthrob. Well, this thing's out here, make a dog I wanna solve. You don't need a feature, I'm the feature. You gon' be the priest, and I'ma be the preacher. You gon' be the him, I'ma be the Shira. You gon' be the grim, I'ma be the reaper.
Airplanes and night skies like shooting stars.
Well, you gon' really need a wish right now when my goons come through and start shooting stars. You know I'm all about shooting cars. I'm kinda drunk for a fool's Bacardi. I told him, baby, when I get my new Vans and my blood, I'm gonna want a blue Bacardi. You know I graduated summa cum laude. That's why they thinkin' I'm Illuminati.
As a matter of fact, let's kiss him and goodbye. Help you escape from my blue Bacardi.
I'm out of it. I can't seem to come out of it. What's going on inside of my head? It feels like I'm being John Malkovich.
Malkovich.
Ladies and gentlemen, please tone it down a bit. There's an announcement I'd like to read. Wait, how am I supposed to pronounce this? I don't need a song, I don't need a speaker, cause I figure bring the noise like an onomatopoeia. Yeah. Leave him in the dance, all I see is my Adidas. Nene, nene, boo, wouldn't wanna be a. Never turning back, can't think I got here, and I'm never slowing down.
Is that a deal?
What? If you got a problem, step to the office. Matter of fact, never mind, talk to the kiosk. Ha! You have no idea. That's why they call me B-Dot. Been a maniac ever since I was knee high. Man, I swear I gotta need help. Someone call Charter, maybe call FEMA. Cause I gotta be crazy, out of my mind. I have this many steps to my visa. Out of my mind.
Wait, if I'm here and you're there, and 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 I'm here and you're there,
So we are on. Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you listen to that whole song?
I didn't hear any of it because we were talking to Bill.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you guys liked it. That was for Bob. I believe you liked Nicki Minaj.
I heard
Nicki
it.
Minaj.
Was great. I will study the lyrics, the very important lyrics. What's the name? And I'll look it up right now.
The name is... okay, let me go see. I forgot what it was. It's I'm Losing My Mind by B.O.B. I guess his name's Bob. B.O.B. Featuring Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I think I checked that out a couple weeks ago. I know what that one is. Yes, very good. Okay, I was actually going to read the lyrics a month or so ago. So, yes, it is for me. Very, very accurate perception there, Sarah. But let me back off. You guys move on, move forward. As Obama would say, forward, the great socialist manifesto.
We might be calling you in early tonight, Bob. We're not sure.
We can count on that.
Yeah, exactly. How did the Calypso go, Sarah?
Oh, they're great. They're on the front page.
Okay, great. So we got a show then. That's great. We were just getting some stuff uploaded, so here we are. I don't think James is on tonight. But, Sarah, what's going on this week? What kind of stories do you want to tell us?
Well, I was thinking today about, I have a list. I don't know, it's just the list keeps piling up of me realizing all these things that have changed in my body that I don't function like a regular person would without the drops. I seem to have a list of things I've fixed in my body and things that I don't, any contrast that other people, like for instance, I've been exercising, and normally when you haven't exercised for a while, you get really sore, and that's kind of why I never really like to stay with an exercise regimen, but now I don't get sore. Do you find that, Matt? Because I know you were starting to work out, and did you notice that you don't get sores like you used to?
Well, what I notice is actually that my strength, it doesn't matter if I work out or not, my strength always pretty much stays at its peak. And if I stopped working out for 6 months and I went back to working out, and within about 2 weeks I was right back to my peak strength again, which is pretty crazy. So I think the RNA drops definitely have a way of activating that cellular memory within your muscles. So if you were at one time an athlete of some kind, I think your body has that cellular memory in it, but I think the RNA drops has a way of kind of putting you back in the driver's seat of where you want to be a lot faster.
Yeah, you were a personal trainer, so you know all about, and an athlete, so you know all about how the body works.
Not really. I know enough, yeah.
One of the clips I chose was talked about exercising, and I don't remember which one it was, so you want me to click one and see if it is?
Yeah, let's play a clip and then we'll talk about it. We're going to play some clips tonight, and we're just going to kind of go with the show. And the great Gazoo actually wrote in from Rocky Key Beach, and as always, he's requesting to bring on Bob, and Bob is here, so it won't be too long. Just hold your horses, and we're going to play some clips and do some talking, and Bob will be on soon, and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, call in. Okay, I'm going to click the first clip.
Yes. Easy trigger. You take a bath. You bathe regularly. Lately, you've been taking a bath, and it feels different when you bathe. Describe that.
Well, I take showers.
Of course.
I guess
the water on your skin has a different texture than usual.
I enjoy it a lot more.
And soap kind of goes crazy. And you find yourself using less soap. And yet, you just soap, don't soap, don't soap, don't soap.
Okay.
Have you noticed the shift or change in the soap?
I haven't noticed it so much.
But water feels different.
I'd say, yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's specifically since you've increased your dose a bit.
Yep.
Good. Now, how about sensitivity to hot and cold?
Well, my feet are ice cold all the time.
Good.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. They feel cold.
Yes, they do.
See, if you had sugar diabetes, you wouldn't feel nothing.
Right.
So, that's good.
it's really uncomfortable. I feel like I don't have any energy to do my workouts, which I really love to do.
Okay. That's fine. That too will change. Because as you start metabolizing the way you're supposed to metabolize, it balances those energy flows through the lipids.
Okay.
Because it's the yin and the yang. It's the hot and the cold. It's a burst of adrenaline in the adrenals, and then the long-term slow walk.
anomaly. Because there are times when it totally stops and I feel nothing, but then it comes back and it's like, I feel like all scrambled up everywhere.
Good. Because that's what it's doing. Your cells are getting where they were supposed to be all along. Well, you can't say that those scrambles aren't going to take place without a notation. A notation. So noted. Okay, you when you test your sugars lately, what has your sugars been?
Always at 100.
Okay, always at 100. Not 475.
No, that's the funny thing is that I'll have every symptom of low blood sugar, like about to pass out, and then I'll test my blood, and my blood sugar, and it'll be at 100.
See, Dr. Dean, Matthew, you're one fucked up dude, man. You're the most unhealthy client we've ever had.
No, he's not. He's just
a picture of health.
I got them going, Matthew. He's just perceiving things and then interpreting them through doctor's misinterpretation.
Okay. Now, Carolyn, if his sugars are always hitting at 100, and he lives in a land of snow and his feet are cold, and you've seen pictures of him just about buck naked, there's no extra garter hanging off of his neck. And he doesn't have a hump on his back, and he's not 1,600 pounds, and has 200-pound rubers on his thighs. He seems to be pretty balanced, don't you think?
Was that it, Sarah?
All right. Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. That was the infamous Bob telling me that I'm one fucked up dude. So that we were looking for that forever, that clip. I'm glad you found that, because that's obviously, you know, I started off with contrast to begin with. I had more contrast than most folks, but when you go through the RNA drops contrast, I'm so sensitive that some of these issues I would always monitor and gauge every little sensation, every little change to the extreme. And then I'd have to relate that back to Ion, and Bob was listening and suffering through every one of those calls with us, so it was just a matter of timing before he had to kind of call it as it is.
Come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have another one, too, where you guys are talking about immortality, and he just comes in and says, well, you should just do this, because, you know, I do this, and it's pretty fun when he comes in.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this for a bit, though, because we get on this subject of contrast, and this is a good subject because a lot of new RNA drops customers are coming through the pike and they're hearing this information. So everything is not always going to be, you know, bliss, where you're always blissed out, because part of the bliss actually can feel like contrast. Sometimes you can be, like Ion would always mention to me, that I was so messed up for so long that the bliss actually felt messed up. So it was so different that I actually felt what happened was my anxiety actually would leave me, and without the anxiety I kind of felt alone. So I would kind of like freak out because I didn't feel like I had the constant anxiety anymore.
So you almost wanted to feel something then. That's what you were trying to, because you were anxious, you chose that as your contrast so that you could feel that you were, that you existed, or that you were there in that space, you know what I mean? Or was it, go into that a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, if somebody, like, I know this about, like, healing yourself, like, if you go through, like, if you're kind of disconnected, and you want, and all of a sudden, if you just go straight back to being well again, you know, and there's not a stance of, like, a gradual type of improvement, it can almost freak you out, because, you know, all of a sudden you go back to that place of being well, and then you have this trauma that you could instantly go back to that place of being unwell again. And so it's not good to shift that fast for many people. And the drops seem to have a way to do that, where it was like, you know, I take some drops and all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute, I feel like part of me's gone. Like, where did it go? Where's the anxiety? How come I'm not freaking out right now? What's going on?
Right.
And so then I would start worrying about not worrying. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
That's funny. The mind will do. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but in essence, it's almost better to gradually shift yourself. And so that can relate to, you see, in the beginning, we used to go, you know, drop up the dosage so fast that we would, you know, you go one drop for the first day and then a couple drops the third day. And then by the end of your second week, you're already at 15 drops twice a day in the beginning. But now with all the new generations and the new potency of the drops, people are gradually increasing a lot longer. It's taking them to get to the 15 drops twice a day. And I do recommend that, because if you go straight to the max amount, then you might have one of those type of experiences where, you know, things happen, they shift too fast for your mind, so your mind actually gets crossways with it, and your mind starts to have its own interpretation of what it thinks is happening. Like what I, like in that audio, that I felt like I had all these symptoms of low blood sugar, so I would go and I would check into the urgent care and I'd say, check my blood sugar, like I've been eating really healthy, but I feel like I got, you know, some blood sugar issues. And they would check me out and they'd say, you're perfect. And I'd say, okay, so that's not it. And then I had to come to grips with the fact that this had to be a gradual process for me. I had to actually go from taking, you know, I was doing my full dose of drops plus the Renew all over myself. I had to just back off a little bit and not try to ascend overnight, but, you know, increase my real line, back off a little bit, and find a place of balance so that I could shift according to what my mind could handle.
And you are at that place too, huh? Like right now you seem to be balancing more, as if you're doing it all over again, taking that real line.
Yeah, I found a really good balancing place right now, and I know what my appropriate dosage is, and I stick with it, and everything seems to be serving me now, and yeah, so it's definitely a lot better place now.
Very good. Well, Ben from Toronto says, yay, swinging moves and swinging levels of energy in about 3 day cycles, but in general, the levels are up. P.S. Hi, Sarah and Matt. Hi, Ben from Toronto. You should call in.
Yes, definitely. If you're out there and you're listening to us, tonight is a great night to call in and interact with us.
Yeah.
Have yourself heard. Thanks. You know, there's 11 listeners, so you know you're going to get a great audience. And I'm just kidding about that. There better be more than 11 listeners, or I'm out of here. Kidding.
Yeah, and Bob's in the background, so.
Well, that makes 12. So we're good. All right. Yeah. So, okay. Well, you said you have some more clips to play. What other clips? Let's play one more clip and let's talk about it and see where we go.
Okay. I like this one. Contrast and Immortality.
And we think that that's just wonderful. A little extra rat poison is great. It's no problem, because if somebody decides that they want to take you out with rat poison, you've got a healthy tolerance to it.
Yeah, right.
That's great. It's called contrast. That's how your immunizations work. They give you a little bit of the nasty, so the nasty won't get you.
Yeah.
Now, Michael, you can't die, Matthew. You're dealing with that. You can't leave the physical.
Yeah, you cannot. You are an eternal being. Now, you can lay that body down, but you can also cut your legs off, too, but you don't have to. But you certainly can.
Yeah, and now you
see, forever in your body. Yours is good to go. You've just now been all dirtied up.
You think, since I don't have to, I can just pretty much stay right good here as long as I want, right?
You go figure. Yep. That's it. Good, 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 good. That is much great fun when you're playing with this pail of tea. We think that's delicious. And you know why? Because so far they haven't found nothing wrong with damn tea. They have no carcinogens. And they say, oh, well, it's wiping out China. Well, China's still hanging around in their pail of tea. You know what? Call it what you want to. It makes no difference. It's just a soft enough version that individual human creators can embrace it and enjoy it and find a better feeling place than they had before. And any time you do that, you've just been invented. You can go in the Guinness Book of World Records that Matthew got a new, invented a new, better mouse
clever human creator the rat poison up front. That's a better mousetrap. Here you go.
Yeah.
Now we were being a little cheeky. Did you take it earlier? But it is great fun. And the more fun it gets, the more fun it gets. And you ask about the increased capacity of fun. That is the increased capacity of fun. Once you come into this place of knowing that others over you do not have any power, guess what? You can be a lot of things, but a fear doesn't have to be one of them.
Right.
No fear. That's what your workout clothes say.
Yeah, no fear. Like Bob said, if I'm immortal,
you then, are.
Then there's nothing to really fear ever, right?
Of course not. Of course not.
Now, I would give this side effect proviso though. After you've been immortal for like 50 years, everything's been going along great, man. You might get a little bored. Say, I want some contrast. And that urge, contrast might make you do a suicide.
It's impossible. Hey, Ion, you said I'm immortal, but my Peter don't work no more. Well, then take the little blue pill, and you can dance like a kid again. It'll be just great.
Yeah. And the magic's not in the blue pill. It's just in what they told you it would do, right?
That's correct.
It's in you thinking there's something in it.
Right, because they said that's what you do. Until then, apparently, a lot of human creators have lived a long time and didn't even know that there was such a thing as erectile dysfunction until somebody decided that there was erectile dysfunction. And then they went to tearing that up. And did all humans wake up one day and all of a sudden really couldn't reach erection in their bodies? No, all of a sudden everybody had to go to work on it. Immediately.
That's it.
That was funny. I remember that session very well. So
what do you remember?
What did you get from listening to that, Sarah? Because I mean that was obviously my story, my life. What did you get listening to that? What made that stand out for you?
Well, it was a great overlay. Because I just, I'm not too fond of doctors, but my parents have been pushing me to go. So I went to see a doctor yesterday, and it was pretty funny. Oh, man, I mean, she was just sitting there and just asking me all these, like, you know, what's your parents' history? And I'm just like, wow, like, I don't know, just the power of words. You know, I shouldn't have said it, but I said, oh, they have diabetes, right? And she's like, well, I want you to get a blood sample. And I'm like, hell no. No, I didn't say it like that. But I pretty much was just like, no, I'm not doing that. And she's like, I can tell you're not a doctor person. I'm like, yeah, pretty much. But, you know, and then she was like, oh, well, we have our vaccines. You should get one upstairs. You know, you should get those. And I was like, oh, hell. You know, I've always gotten queasy at the thought of needles and things, and I would even go so far as fainting because I just couldn't take it. But I mean, it's pretty bad, but I guess I'm kind of a wuss. But I mean, that is kind of my autonomous essence saying, hey, don't fucking touch me, you know, this is my body, I don't want nothing going into it unless I, you know, put it in myself, you know what I mean? So it was a perfect overlay because, you know, they said, well, I am just like, well, that's why they, you know, give you a needle with a little bit of nasty so that your body, what did he say? Something about, you know, so that your body can kind of tolerate it and, you know.
They give you the poison. They give you the poison so your body can respond to it. It's like throwing, you know, it just causes your body to recognize it so that your body will respond. And that's their whole science, I guess. But, yeah, I remember I talked to Ion several times about a lot of that stuff, and I'm not a doctor person either, but I do believe that many people are involved with seeing doctors, and they probably want to know, you know, are the RNA drops safe if you're, you know, on 15 different medical drugs? So you can absolutely take the RNA drops if you're on any kind of drug. You just want to make sure you don't take them together for obvious reasons. You don't want to, you know, have an interaction, because the number three killer in the United States is actually medical doctors with their prescribed drugs. And so you don't want to make, you know, you don't want to make the distinction that the RNA drops are causing the side effects that the regular drugs are. You want to make sure you know that the regular drugs are, I don't need to say anymore. It's common sense. But so why did you go to the doctor? Yeah. What was the purpose of that visit?
Just a physical, I basically wanted to do some cosmetic, stuff. So you know how you have to go to one doctor to be referred to another one. It was the only reason why.
Yeah, so you were going to get some enhancements or some kind of enhancements.
Yeah. Exactly, but you know, this was pretty interesting, Carolyn, if you're listening, and Bob. I didn't really understand it. You guys could probably, maybe you can, Matthew, but when they were doing my blood pressure, which was another thing that I've gotten a little bit of lightheadedness from, as I was getting my blood pressure, I guess the results, well, after I got the results said that, my blood pressure was fine, but it said that I had 100% for the oxygen, I'm not sure,
what you're
said.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. As if, yeah. Like, my body's, yeah, but it was, you couldn't get more than 100%.
Yeah, no, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think
perfect.
I've ever had that before, Matt. I don't think I've ever had a perfect, I don't remember. So that felt good.
Well, and Franklin just wrote in from North Carolina, just remind folks that we have perfect cells, and that we shouldn't apply old notions to new perfect cells. We should trash the way we used to think of our bodies and its relationship with food and nutrition. Amen. I say thank you, Franklin. And Franklin, if this is the same Franklin, definitely has a story about how his heart was healed. He healed his own heart, basically using the RNA drops. And I remember when I first started using the drops, I was having blood pressure issues prior to using the drops. I was always running around 140 to 150, which is high for a normal, healthy guy. But now after, it's been I've been on the drops for almost 2 years now, but I run at 116. I don't know what it's over, but I actually have really good. And I don't exercise
really?
That much. Yeah, I don't exercise that much either. I mean, I only exercise about 20 minutes a day now because I feel like that's all I need because I'm too busy with the rest of my life. But 116 over whatever it is absolutely perfect for somebody my age. So it's definitely, it resolved that issue within me as well.
It's amazing. I can't wait for the next good stuff.
Yeah, so let's talk about enhancements, Sarah. What kind of enhancements are you thinking about getting?
Well, I was thinking about some breast enhancements.
Breast enhancements, that sounds cool. So... The RNA drops, have you noticed anything with your natural size with the RNA drops? Have you noticed any growth at all? Is that something new or?
I have. Well, they're actually perkier. I don't know. I believe the only reason why I noticed that was because Ian had told Olga back in the day that, Olga, remember her? Well, I referred her to you, and I guess Ian probably, I think he was telling her that, that's what happened to her body, because she would call in and say, well, I don't feel anything or see anything that's, happening to my body. But he said something like, well, I don't know. But I do, after hearing that, I said, that's interesting. Yeah, they're definitely fuller.
Nice. So are you thinking about going Dolly Parton size or something a little bit more reserved?
No, I was just joking. If I'm going to be so astounded that I'll pop those babies out and make them as big as I want them to be.
Nice. Well, that's always interesting conversation. Talk about some private issues. So you got any more questions to play real quick?
Yeah, I have two more. Did you want me to play one of them now?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's play one.
Okay. This one... I can play the short one or I'll play this.
By the way, if you're listening for the first time, we're just having fun tonight, and we're playing some clips from sessions that I had with Ion, and the voice with the Southern Draw, that's Ion, actually. Actually, the voice of Ion is JW, and you're hearing Ion speaking through JW. So if you're here for the first time, that's what these clips are.
Yeah, before I go through this clip, for you new listeners out there, I've been choosing clips for Matthew, and I would hear, you know, I would just hear the whole sessions and got a lot out of them. But this one particular session, I believe Bob said that he was like, well, Matt can just get these rants that come out of Ion, and so I really would always keep my ears perked up to, you know, for those types of rants. So here's just a short little rant that is good for you guys out there listening.
Great fun. This is great. Very wonderful. Anytime human creators start coming into their place of power, where their power is not some innocuous nothingness that doesn't mean anything, when it starts taking power in your life and you start resonating with it and you start knowing that you can be, do, or have everything that you have and everything you'd like to have, that you can ask and answer the question, what would I do if I could not fail? Then all of a sudden, you just go down that path, and then all of a sudden, all this stuff starts working out for you. Now, you can be in a shitload of contrast, okay? But that has nothing to do with your feeling place. Your feeling place, they can have guns to your head and blowing you up and running you off and all that kind of stuff. And you'd be so happy you wouldn't notice or care. Thanks so much for blowing up my house. I was wondering how in the world I was going to have another house when I had this perfectly wonderful house. Thanks for blowing up my house. I can get a new house now. Great. You made room. You cleared off the lot. Now I can really put me something up I want. Even in contrast, the contrast has nothing to do with the reality of your happiness. And you find 50 cents worth of happiness, and all those cares of life will start growing strangely dim. And when the cares of life grow strangely dim consistently for you, then you, Matthew, I would say, which you are you talking about? Then you, Matthew, will know that you are indeed in the path that is the fastest path to your joy. Now, if that don't take care of your wordology, it ain't never going to get took care of. There you go.
That's it.
I love that stuff. That's like one of, that's my favorite stuff that Ion ever laid out for me, because when I'm big on the whole taking your power back thing, because when I met Ion, obviously I wasn't in my place of power, and now that I found my place of power, it's just much more delicious. So we had Michael write in from South Africa, and Michael says, can you define what Ion means by the three kingdoms, the inner, outer, and what is the other? Thank you. So, Michael, actually the three kingdoms are the inner, outer, and middle kingdom. So to define them, well, I'm not the expert on these, but I do think your outer kingdom is the external, you know, what you perceive as your world out there. And the inner kingdom would be, you know, your emotional aspect of who you are, your feelings. And the middle kingdom would be the labyrinth of the mind. I could be wrong, and I'll probably be corrected later if I am. But for now, just play with that a little bit. Just know that you do have three kingdoms. But all you really have to know is that the most important thing that you have is the power of your words. So what Ion told me, Michael, is, you know, when I was trying to change my reality, which is what I'm assuming you're working on these kingdoms for, maybe not, but Ion said that you use your words to mess up your mind. Because, you know, if you're coming from the, you're speaking the words, it messes up your mind. That's going to in turn change your outer kingdom. So
hey,
you
Matthew.
Work from the inside out.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Bob here. The
Bob,
middle,
here we go.
The middle kingdom is not your labyrinth, your mind. It's your now.
It's your now.
Yeah. It's not the outer kingdom. It's not the inner kingdom. I don't know if you want to say it's the resolution of the two. It might be something like that. But the middle kingdom is the big now, or your now.
Okay. Would it be everything non-physical, too, Bob?
Say that again?
Would it be the mystery landscape, too? Like, everything
no.
that's non-physical?
No, it's what your now is, and how you juggle your interplay between the outer kingdom, inner kingdom, and the less they're affected, the less the inner and outer kingdoms affect your big now or your now, the more now is nowness and more tuned in you are with your non-physical.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. I never really actually got that definition, Bob. Out of all my sessions, I never squeezed the lemon enough to get that.
Yeah, that's the way you know, you can think different ways about it, and there's lots of talks by Ion at different points on cash flows where he says it. But basically, the outer kingdom is what you see. The inner kingdom is your emotional life. And love is the thing. It's a field force that contains your emotions but is not an emotion. And then your now is the interplay, how much you accept, how much you take in of the inner kingdom and the outer kingdom. The inner kingdom and the outer kingdom do not touch each other. So they go, they communicate through the now, through the middle kingdom.
Ah, that makes sense now. Yeah.
Yeah. So... and I haven't thought about this in a year or two. This is an old, one of the early trinities or triangles that Ion set up. And the first one was the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the Father was non-physical, the Son was physical, and the Holy Ghost was the mind, or something else. I may have got that mixed up. Anyways, whatever, that was the first trinity we had. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. One was the Son, one was the physical, one was the non-physical, and one was the labyrinth of the mind. So, do you remember what that was? Would Father be the physical and Son be the non-physical, or vice versa, you know?
You know, I'm not really quite sure with that one.
Okay, so that was the first one. Then the next one, I think, was the outer kingdom, inner kingdom, and the middle kingdom. So Ion played with that for a few months. And then Ion brought in something else, and then I think triangulation was the third or fourth model for us to think about. And now what happens today, Michael, is that at the end of 2 years of us sort of trying to understand these models, these triangles, these trinities, Ion said, that was all for the little man. All that knowledge, all that information was for the little man. And he hadn't begun to tell us what the ascending person would get. And so what I say about all the stuff that we learned through the 2 years, 2010 to 2011, through late 2009 through late 2011, is it actually Ion was playing with your mind, so you observe what your mind tries to do in getting certainty. And the process of figuring things out and how you try to do it and how you try to get certainty and then how you get frustrated, that was really what Ion was demonstrating. That's why Ion would always frustrate the metaphors at some point. Right when you think you're going to get something, Ion would shift to something else. So he was showing the mind and its shiftiness being trapped by its own shiftiness so that you could be aware of that shiftiness. And that was the larger agenda I think Ion made. So the various models came and went, and it was the process of Ion creating a model for us to try to grasp and visualize or hear and then getting frustrated or finding it useful for a while. But then it becomes dogma, and then it became boring when somebody would say, well, that's your outer kingdom, and this is your inner kingdom. In the end, every one of these trinities were boring. When people started latch onto it as a dogma, and then they got stupid. So Ion was always creating new triangles, new trinities to frustrate the dogma. I mean, you can hear in later cash flows in 2011, Ion saying, someone will bring up the three kingdoms, and I'll go, well, that's old school.
I love that.
And of course,
so
the new person is just...
The people going through the archives, Bob, are just, it's just going to blow their mind because they're trying to catch up. Like, they're not waiting a week for all this interaction.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Then they get through it faster, and then they'll find out the games and tricks and patterns that I was unfolding. And
2 days ago, I learned about the three kingdoms, and today it's all outdated.
yeah, it's old school. I've got two great clips coming up. One of them's called Definitions, and it's going to be more definitions about magnetism, frequency, polarity, duality, all these things, which were terms that I started throwing around in 2011, early 2000, no, 2010, early, through 2011. And so this is a more recent excerpt from October 2011, and it's really good. But it's an example of us trying to figure out some terms that Ion has laid out. Chad and I used to call it a string of images. Uh-oh, here comes another string of images that we try to figure out what it is in our relationship to it. So it's not that Ion is devious or a demon. He wants you to see how you do your damnedest to find out what the reasons are of things. The how, when, where, what, and why. And that is the 6 degrees of separation. That's the labyrinth of mind. And you gradually get, you learn how to not get trapped in the process of trying to figure out what's what. Now, I would also say you learn how to speak. So you can spew out patterns. You can spew out trinities and new situations. I'm pretty good at that. Intrigue people with a new pattern of a trinity or something, or even four phases. But you personally don't identify too much with it. So you learn to engage with words, but you're not trapped in the public definitions of them. That's the point.
Right. Right. It's really cool because it can all be simplified, you know, but it sounds so complex.
No, it can't be simplified. Your mind will always complexify it, but the more you observe that, the more you don't get trapped in its complexifying, and you might call that simplifying, but you still want to be able to rap with the best of them. And complexify and have instant language words, tribal words that throw out whenever it's required just to play the social game. But you always remember that words themselves, the real words, which are any word, is a verb. No, it's actually a noun. And it becomes whatever you say it is. So if I say lemon cake, the more ascended I am, the lemon cake shows up right in front of me. So that's when you know when you're ascended. Yeah, when you can say a word and it's right in front of you.
Right, and wouldn't that be, the simplification would be that you just never minded, like you never mind and you allowed it.
Yeah, but how do you never mind? If you try to never mind, you will not be doing very well at never minding, because you've got a mind, you're trying to never it. Bob Never It, remember that
never
name?
Never It, yes. Never It, yeah. We got Never It on the phone, yeah.
I think I was trying to say never it all these years, not never mind. He said, be like Bob, never it. Just never it. Just don't get involved with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now we have a new dogma from never mind to never it.
There it is. It's a new understanding.
Gonzo God, what, Matt?
It's a new understanding.
A new overlay. Overlay.
Yeah,
we don't use the word
overlay.
Understanding. That was one of the first dogmas. We're not standing under it. That was one of the first dogmas. You were not allowed to say understanding. You had to say overlaying, new conduits. But how's this for Gonzo Gaga, old Rakiki Beach? How am I doing, Rakiki? You get what you want real early? You want to bring up Bob? Hey,
you can't wait 5 minutes. It's got to be Bob now.
Yeah, he says Bob now at 19:38. Or what would that be? That'd be the 22 minutes before the hour. That's about when I came in? Yeah, so he just started celebrating. Bob, maybe he claimed he declared it. We got all kinds of emails. This is pretty good. Mike from South Africa says, great answering process, Bob. Thank you. That's what it is. It's an answering process. Very good. Now that my mind has the answer, it is no longer interested. Never mind. That's the point.
Never is.
Yeah, it, because your mind will never conclude or finish. It never finishes, and when you know that, then you can enjoy your mind's attempt to get you interested in running around the track, you know, and you run around the track, but you know that it isn't going to stop. It's never going to make a definite conclusion. So that's one way to never mind for your mind. And it will continue looking and making patterns. You just tune in whenever you want to and engage it, and then drop out, you know, start feeling Sarah's breast or something. You know, just distract yourself. Help her.
Sarah's been measuring her breasts the whole time we've been on the show.
That's why I came back in, you know, the breast talk. You guys start talking breasts, Bob will come in. And we'll hear talk about that. We'll hear talk about that in the upcoming clips. Ion giving some sex advice. That's going to be interesting for people to hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get this last clip played, Sarah, for this hour.
Okay.
Let's do this fourth clip.
Yeah, yeah. Put your breast back in, Sarah, so we can concentrate.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. Yeah. Got him.
I'll put my penis in. We don't want him to yield.
We can make him bigger. That's all right with us as long as he's happy. Good. But now he's ready to move to the next step. So the vacuum is created. So the distance between the event horizon and the singularity is just that. Boom. Turn loose, let go, and get on with it. Good, good, good. Which is the essence of what that solves your question in tandem all the way across the board. And in Matthew, here's what's fun. Do you remember when you first was playing with us originally? And you were just, it undid everything that you'd lived your whole life trying to figure out how to know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now your perspective is so different that that person almost doesn't exist, and yet that's the essence of you. Well, that's the same son of a bitch we're still dealing with, but just in
right.
a new layer. Just in a new layer. Now, are we happy about this? We are broke down, tickled to death, because we know.
Yeah.
Right? We know. We've been on this ride before. We know where all the places where it makes the butterflies in your stomach and takes your breath away. We know these places. But we got to get you to the position where you go through the ride once or twice or so, and all of a sudden you know too. Then the new perspective, then all of a sudden allows that vacuum to be filled, and we promise you when that bag gets full, before you get to your $5 million, you're going to be ready for $50
million. Yeah.
No problem. Because, see, you know you've come, you've gotten the biggest part of that already down from where you were and where you are now. So the distance between $5 million and $50 million or $500 million is just another step.
Yeah.
Well, you say, yeah, but that's nebulous to you now. But when you get there, then...
Yeah, I just have a feel. I have a feeling that I'll be able to do it because I've gotten this far.
And the problem is it's happened despite you, not because you're able to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of being Steve Jobs saying, I dropped out of college, and I was in my parents' garage, and I was this, that, and the other, you'll be kind of like going, this company made a lot of money, and I did everything I could do to kill it, and it was like crab. It got started, and I couldn't stop it. I feel bad cashing in all these stock options. I really feel bad about it. I'm not worthy because it really happened in spite of me.
Right. Yeah.
It's fun.
I'm okay with that.
Because it takes the heatness out of it. You see?
Yeah.
Because once you get a real taste of happy, and you're getting there, but once you get a real taste of happy, nothing short of happy is going to do.
Right.
And that comes across in everybody you engage. It comes across in the whole soup. Changes. The game changer. The game changer.
Yeah.
You see, it moves you. Now you know. Happy, yes. Continue. Happy, no. Stop.
Right.
Any questions?
I like that one. Are you happy, Sarah?
I am.
Then continue.
Any questions?
Nope.
Any answers?
Bob does have answers.
I wanted to tell everybody that that was last week or the week before. I had an hour with Sarah. I was a guest on Sarah's Saturday show, and if I could ever get a copy of it, I could put it on my timeline, spread around. But if anybody wants to see me interacting with the Morpheus generation, the young kids, you can listen to me and Sarah. It's very instructive how an old geezer like me can make a young woman feel relevant and have purpose in life. You know, I think it's wise. Gonzo, bad boy, and the rest of you guys, Michael and Phil Evergreen, you could learn a lot from this. And it's going to happen about once a month if they give me a copy of it, and then I'll be able to spread it around. Like, I am not doing it again until someone gives me a copy. It was American Freedom Radio. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I'll give you a copy.
Yeah, need a copy right away for the president.
Yeah, yes, for the president. And so So what else did I say about that? So yeah, it's very interesting. And I'm now up to James Bond movie number 21. There's 23, counting the one that comes out tomorrow, I think. The new one, number 23, Skyfall. But I've got worked my way through the 21, well, 22, it's going to be 22. I won't see Skyfall for a while. I definitely won't go to a theater. That requires getting in a car, and I don't get in a car. I just walk, and there's no theater, and walking just, so I ain't going to see it. I'll be happy with the 22 that I'll have seen by this weekend. I'm halfway through number 21, which is called Casino Royale, and every movie repeats itself. Yeah, every movie. You know that movie was made in 54 in British TV, an hour-long show. Ian Fleming's novel had just come out, and they made a show out of it, and it was really bad, and that kind of stopped the thing until 62 when they got going again, when Mr. Saltzman, Mr. Broccoli, got back into the game and made the first Bond movie, Dr. No, I think it was. But the point is that the same pattern happens. James Bond, if he has sex with some woman in the first part of the movie, you know she's dead. It's almost like
exactly.
He's lethal. You know, he's lethal. You get involved with him, and you're not good with yourself or happy in your skin. You're gone. You're going to be killed. And so the whole drab of interacting with Sarah over the next few months will be what is Sarah going to be what they call a Bond girl or someone that'll end up in the little boat at the end of the movie. He always ends up with some woman and some colleague at the end of the movie in a boat, you know, ignoring M and Q and Moneypenny, or trying to get in touch with them, but he pulls the flap over the boat, and they drift out to ocean in some corny missionary position. So the big question is Sarah going to end up to be a dead Bond girl or a lasting relationship, at least for the extent of our media experience? That's the question. Let's see.
Well, we sabotaged that because she's on the drops now, so she's not going to be able to die.
Yeah, that's just a good point. Very good rejoinder there, Mr. Matthew. Very good.
Yeah, she can only try to die.
Yeah. Yeah, joint suicide pact. We're trying to make this a Howard Stern movie for fans.
She's going to sleep with her big boobs. Her head's going to fall asleep.
Yeah, well, we're trying to make this a Howard Stern movie with family values, or at least a new age politically correct values. And I'm sure you all like to know what to make of this Obama victory, but we'll be talking about that many hours from now. We got more important things to do. So yes, I'll stand back. You can go speak.
Yeah, I was actually gonna see about at the start of next hour, maybe getting into some of the political stuff and have you give your interpretation of all this, Bob, because you are the acting president. So I want to see what everybody else is experiencing. Thinking that they had a vote in choosing the people that they have chosen to be their president.
Have you run out of clips after whatever was left?
Yeah, we had four clips that Sarah picked for this show, so we played them already this hour. So we've got other
okay.
clips we can play next hour too, but we could just go into some of this stuff too.
Yeah, I think we'll play one of my clips first before I'm not that keen to talk about the politics because I did a lot of my cabinet meeting yesterday. Yeah, I will do it, but I don't want to do it right away. So, and yet I guess I shouldn't do it too late since everybody disappears after the first couple of hours. So we'll do something on the politics. No problem.
Perfect. Well, that sounds good. We got a couple minutes left here. We got some messages on the board. We'll just get to those quick before we go to break.
No, we only got 20 seconds left.
Oh, is that right? Well, then we won't get any messages.
Okay, good.
All right, see you next hour.
Yeah.
You come in, check my time. You got fornication crimes. I've seen you death on television. You are immortal, childlike time. Separation is divine. Here's a stack of
Well, for most of America, this could be the toughest time in your life. Never in the history of history has the issue of alleged debt been such an area of distress. Or is it? I'd like to invite you to think about a life of financial freedom, abundance, and wisdom. Well over 10 years ago, I participated in the largest and most successful financial relief campaign in U.S. history. Today, this continues on here on the Achieve Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and take your power back, now is the time. If you're in alleged credit card debt of any kind here in the U.S., this is your time to break free and begin your ascension process. This is for you. Email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. That's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. That's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Take back your power now.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time,